Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live, it's a forum for you to call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live, and you are welcome. The number, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. And it's Mark with you.
And Dave.
Let's go right to the phone. So we got Will calling in from Dallas. Will, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I hope all's well.
All is well. So,
hello, Will.
You so-called minister.
So-called ministers.
Yeah, I'm kidding about that. I was listening to your show, I think yesterday, where Aria, she kind of made a good point and just kind of like moved on, like, oh, yeah, that, you know, like it's no big deal. Yeah, I think it was an excellent deal, and I was like, oh, gosh, I hope she expands on that. Anyway, she
so what's the point?
To...
I wasn't
yeah,
listening to that particular episode.
You did or wasn't? You did or not?
I listened to part of it, but I did not hear, I don't know what you're referring to, so please
sure. Yeah, I'll be quick. She was saying that, like, they're talking about communism versus socialism or capitalism or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how everybody always says, well, that's not real communism. It should have been this way or that. Anyway, I forgot what terminology she used, but it was like, you know, this fake or not real socialism has claimed a whole lot more lives than the fake or not real or capitalism.
Right. So capitalism doesn't exist, and socialism doesn't exist. But there's things that they've called capitalism and socialism, and the thing that is they've called capitalism hasn't killed nearly as many people as the thing that they call socialism.
Exactly. Anyway, that's all I was going to say. I had wished that she had expounded upon that because she kind of it was brilliant or genius as far as I'm concerned. And I was like, bingo, you know.
Aria's a great host. Thank you for the call, Will. Aria's a great host and evidence. Dave, you have not met Aria.
No,
Aria is a woman who is 6'2" and rather buff with lots of tattoos and was at previous life called Jimmy.
So, okay.
But like Free Talk Live, I don't care. I don't care if you, want to wear women's clothes or whatever it is that is your thing, right? I don't care. If you're a talented host and you can, work the board and all that stuff, fine, great. My criteria is, do you believe in the ideas of liberty?
Hey, I just want my gay married friends to be able to defend their marijuana with AR-15s.
So what do you think? What do you think about now millennials, I guess, is the people who are being blamed on it, but lots of people are voting Bernie Sanders in. Looks like Bernie Sanders at this point is the presumptive nominee. Obviously, it's a little early to go saying those things, but it's beginning to look a lot like democratic socialism. What do you think about using this term, democratic socialism? Because from a etymological standpoint, the words just mean socialism that was voted in. So socialism means state ownership of the means of production. So nothing that they're really proposing is socialism. I don't really understand any of this.
Well, I don't want to insult too many people, but I think I think the folks who want this just haven't studied history and don't understand what it is they're asking for. I think you got a lot of lazy people, possibly, or just folks who have had a well, I wouldn't say everybody's lazy. I'd say there's people who were down on their luck. And unfortunately, the way things have been going, a lot of people are not doing as well as their parents. So I think what they see is like a giving up of the idea of having that opportunity and just saying, well, I just want free stuff because I'm never going to succeed anyway. And why shouldn't those people who are successful over there,
pay for my stuff.
Pay for my stuff, or share the wealth. A lot of them also, I think, they have gotten this a participation trophy thing thrown in their face their entire life, and told what special and good people they are since day one. And I think there's a lot of this crazy virtue signaling going on, where
People could look like they are generous.
Yeah, without actually having given.
Right.
Yeah, and it's been studied that people who are, quote, conservatives are more likely to give to charity than a person who is, quote, a liberal. And I believe that because, if you're a liberal and you're saying, oh, well, I care about poor people, and then you demand high taxes, well, you've done your bit, but I don't see any of these people holding a ladle at the soup kitchen.
I suppose some of them do, but I think by and large it's just about voting, and it's really just virtue signaling.
Right.
They don't want to do the work themselves, as evidenced by the fact that they don't do the work themselves.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I've actually known a couple of, like, what I would call good liberals, mm-hmm. Or dangerous liberals, people who practice what they preach. And, they're kind of, like, rare. Like, I remember this friend of mine asked me if I would participate in this thing where, you go to the college campus and you sleep on the sidewalk to raise homelessness awareness. And I was like, well, I don't need to sleep on the sidewalk to be aware of homeless people. I had one that attacked me a couple of weeks ago when I tried to buy him a fuck.
Okay. I think we got the dump there.
When I tried to buy him a sandwich, I got attacked when I bought a homeless guy a sandwich.
Right.
He was like, give me $10. I said, and I was at a gas station with a Subway in it. And I said, okay, here you go. As I walked out, I give the guy a sandwich, and the guy like literally attacked me and cussed me out and all that. I did not need to sleep on the sidewalk to understand that this guy exists.
Right. I don't need that particular lesson. As far as homelessness goes, I mean, obviously, back when the economy tanked in 2008, 2009, mm-hmm. I think that homelessness was a bigger issue. But it stands to reason that some people are just going to, if there's enough resources that they can not have a house mm-hmm. and continue to do the things they want to do, i.e. meth, that they're going to do that instead
yeah.
of working or whatever.
Well,
and now that the Supreme Court has ruled that one can stand on the side of the road with a sign, and mm-hmm. that's freedom of speech, best I can tell, those people, they certainly can set their own hours.
Mm-hmm.
They're independent fundraisers, right?
Right.
They're independent tax-free fundraisers.
Right.
And they're going to probably, my guess is, make more money than a person who's working a minimum wage job and getting taxes taken out.
Yeah.
So why not stand on the side of the road and just ask for money?
Well, I mean, and I think it also depends on, like, what status you want. But status is part of it. Victimhood is a status, So, for example, I think a lot of what the people on, quote, the left want is they want this status. They want this victim status so they can say, I'm better than you because I'm the victim and you're the oppressor.
I went to prison for 8.5 years for a crime that I did not commit.
Right.
I am not a victim. Mm-hmm. I want to, the only way you can have power in your life is by mm-hmm. claiming for yourself, the responsibility for everything that you can have responsibility for.
Right.
Because other people are going to do what other people do.
Right. Right.
And you react the way you react to it. And I could be sad, I could be upset, and I could show how a felony conviction makes it impossible to have a good life. But I didn't want to live that life.
Right.
And I'm better off. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Or you can use the Discord lines, discord.freetalklive.com.
I'm so sorry about that.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Dave,
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Those are the phone lines, and you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We'll get right to those phones here in just one moment. But first, I want to tell you about LibertyCon in 36 mere days. That says 35 days, 15 hours until the beginning of LibertyCon. Now, I'm excited about this event. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. All big names from the Liberty sphere are going to be there. And this very likely will be the biggest event this year. Not, I don't know. I haven't been there and I haven't seen, but man, ticket prices are low. So it's less than $100 with coupon code FTL at libertycon.com. Not exactly made for radio, is it, Dave? LibertyCon.com.
It's okay. My work has a similar email address.
Yeah. So it's some of the names here. Steve Forbes. He's chairman and editor in chief of Forbes Media, and Congressman Justin Amash, and John Mackey, Whole Foods co-founder and CEO. If he's at an event, by the way, it's going to be big. Miriam Issa, who's one of these YouTube personalities. I don't know exactly who she is, but she's a pretty lady, and they tell me she's a personality, so I can't wait to talk to her, get a chance to find out more. And the list just rolls on. T.S. Gable, who is a friend of mine, can't wait to see him. I'm actually doing an event with him the day before, moderating a debate for Free Private Cities, and it ought to be a lot of fun. So go to libertycon.com. Oh, here's a couple of debates. David Friedman is debating Timothy Shudfer as to whether or not the government is necessary. There's another one for capitalism to survive. Should the U.S. government take a proactive role in directly addressing the problem of inequality? And a libertarian presidential debate. So it should be great. This is going to be a good event. LibertyCon.com. Let's go to Andrew calling in from Ohio. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I want to talk about Michael Bloomberg. And this guy might be the craziest, most fascist Democrat in the race. I don't know if you guys know about his record as a mayor of New York City. But if you
I know that he spends lots of money trying to take away people's gun rights while his security guards have plenty of rights.
And he's anti-Big Gulp.
Yeah, that's right. He doesn't like the soda.
Yeah, exactly. He forced chain restaurants to have calorie counts on menus. He banned construction cranes over 25 years old. He banned cigarette in-store displays. Banned sodas larger than 16 ounces. Banned smoking e-cigarettes in public spaces, banned styrofoam packaging and single-service food items. There's like 1,000 things he's banned. It's crazy.
What do they serve food in New York City if it's not, is it like a paper tray, paper?
Something with the environment, that something with the environment.
Those brown, rough paper, Happy Meal things.
But if you watch the debate,
do you think he's
going to
win a single state?
He's a pro-capitalist moderate Democrat. He's pretending to be a pro-capitalist Democrat.
Well, I think he probably likes markets, but he certainly is about regulation.
Exactly.
Speaking of Bloomberg, I saw somebody shared something with me of him doing a campaign thing on some Broadway stage, where he's like dressed like some foppish 20s guy with the cane and the straw hat.
Uh-huh.
And he's got like an umbrella, and they're going, "So, Mr. Bloomberg, where are you going?" And he this is exactly, I'm going to do my best impression. He goes, "I'm going to Iowa and then New Hampshire, and then maybe I'll get the rest of the country to behave." And he flies up like Mary Poppins with the umbrella.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, so you're going to get the country to behave. What a... Right.
That's a tyrannical statement in and of itself.
Why do I need an AR-15? You.
One of the things about this is that, to some extent, he's a bit of a bugbear, right? He's come in, he thinks he's going to buy this election, and oh, no, he doesn't seem to be doing that. Alex, the other host on Thursdays with me, and I have a bet that he won't win one. I bet that he will not win one single state. Alex is terrified of the guy.
Well, he reminds me of like the really uncool guy who's just trying to pretend to be cool.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's like, no, you're not cool. You're chilly.
Andrew, do you think he's gonna win anything?
Well, I was watching the debate, and he had a stupid Freudian slip. He said that in that 2018 primary election, he bought 21 members of the Democrat House. But when he said bought, he changed the verb really quick. I got them in Congress. So that's going to mess him up. And then he bought he bought all the front rows, like $1,700 a ticket. And they had him clapping, trying to clap for him and everything. And he still, I mean, yeah, he did like three jokes. It's something about a naked cowboy. I don't know what this guy's talking about. So,
well, I can't wait personally to, thanks for the call, Andrew, to pick between the New York billionaire that used to be a Republican and is now a Democrat, and the New York billionaire that used to be a Democrat and is now a Republican. There you go.
Well, all I know is I think of the debate would be really interesting if they did it at Madison Square Garden and had Jim McMahon from WWE be the moderator.
Is he still alive?
I don't know, but I for some reason I got this
McMahon,
picture.
Yeah, I was thinking of the other. I was thinking of a different.
But I was just picturing like them in a ring, you know, and because Trump has done WrestleMania,
yeah,
and I just think like. I don't know. The memes are just going to write themselves.
Honestly, that brings up a point that is, to me, very relevant. What it takes to become a president in the United States is the ability to go through this long, weird process of, you know, all this campaigning and all these sorts of things. And none of it tests the sort of skills that one needs to have to be president. So what we do is we run this rigorous test on people to become president, but none of the tests test whether or not they would be a good president. And I think that's a bad system, in so much as if it was a wrestling match, like a real Greco-Roman wrestling match, we may very well come out with as good of a president as we currently get with a lot less trouble, mind you.
Yeah. Historically, I think Teddy Roosevelt would probably have come out the best in that.
Yeah, I Andrew Jackson, wiry, but mean, man.
Yeah.
Mean.
Yeah, that
Roosevelt's
would
be, got a little more meat, but he had some health issues. Abraham Lincoln's got reach. Is he allowed to punch? I don't know.
Just imagine if it was a Muay Thai match. I mean,
if you think about Washington, everything they say about this guy, he's probably the toughest man who ever lived.
Yeah.
Those are some interesting. Barack Obama, JFK, both had the advantage of being young. And believe me, that matters.
I think if it was Nixon versus Kennedy, Nixon would have won because he would have fought dirty.
Nixon definitely looks like a biter. Yeah. Let's go to Joe calling in from Michigan. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
Tease it, Joe.
You're talking about gun control, and I mean, I don't know if you guys mentioned this, but the original, you know, the roots of gun control in the United States were racism.
Indeed it is. Hold the line. I want to talk to you about that, Joe. The number, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Or check the Discord at discord.freetalklive.com. You can call in and sound great there. Free Talk Live.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Democratic Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has launched political attacks against the White House over funding for the coronavirus. The Kentucky Republican calling for bipartisanship in Washington, D.C.
This new disease is not going to press pause so that members can engage in performative outrage. that gets us farther from results rather than closer.
Police are identifying the five victims in Wednesday's massacre at the Molson Coors Brewery in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. All five of the victims were employees at the facility and ranged from ages 33 to 61. They were powerhouse operators, machinists, and electricians. The murderer was also a current employee. Police are still investigating the motive, and the Dow lost 1,191 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, "Dad, this is good," so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, like, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you. And Dave.
Hello.
You're reading your story that you that actually has to do with this call from Joe in Michigan.
Yeah. So you said that gun control was racist, yes, sir?
Oh, no. I don't have Joe back on yet. We'll talk to him in just 1 second.
Oh,
here.
Yeah. Well. So I'm just going to read the...
No. Wait. I got to do a live read here. I want to tell you about ForkFest, where we're going to... Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live from ForkFest, which is in New Hampshire at Rogers Campground. It's July 4th weekend. Go find out more about the event. It's a free-form event where you can decide what goes on. There's not a bunch of speakers or anything like that. Unless you want to come speak, have a tent, and speak in front of people and set up speakers, then that's something we could do. The website is forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party. And now Joe's back.
Hello, Joe.
Yeah.
So it's funny that you brought this up, because one of the articles I was going through that I brought in today, gun control exec says attempts to sell guns to minorities and women are extremely dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, that has to be one of the most condescending.
It really is. I love the old statement, God made man and Sam Colt made him equal, right? And what that says is a little girl can defend herself against a big football player. Not to say football players are bad people, but it shows the difference. It didn't used to be that way,
right.
And now it is.
Yeah.
Back in the after the Civil War, you know, it was just one of them things. They wanted to disarm the black freed slaves. And
sure, that doesn't it sound like a terrible idea? A bunch of freed slaves running around with guns.
I don't. You know, I mean, it's today. It's classism, though. I mean,
yep.
You got guys like Bloomberg and all these people that want to disarm regular people, and but you know, they're not going to disarm their bodyguards, and it's they look down. These control freaks look down on average Americans like we're little kids and we can't be trusted with guns and, you know, or free speech or, you know, I mean, it's amazing.
The aristocracy has always looked at the rest of us this way because if you fundamentally look at it as they really are thinking, which is these people are a threat to us physically. Mm-hmm. Now now somebody who's willing to be caught and prosecuted or killed or whatever, somebody who's willing to can kill pretty much anybody because all you have to do is get close enough. I'm sure that it's more difficult to, you know, get near the president or whatever. And I'm not trying to come up with plans for anybody to commit these crimes, but this is what people like Bloomberg are likely thinking, which is, hey, I am better than the rest of them, and somebody might, and he's a target. He is a target.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody could just push a button in obscurity and get rid of Michael Bloomberg, I'm sure that there's some people that would break the button trying to push it. But, you know, instead to kill him, you have to, get a gun, and he knows that.
Yeah, I don't think Bloomberg stands a chance. He's not going to get the nomination anyway, but, you know, he'll win, like, New York and stuff like that. But his anti-gun record and the way he likes to meddle in other states, I mean, almost every piece of anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment legislation in this country is backed by him in some way or another. And it just, I mean, it's just amazing that a guy like that, that's pretty much universally hated by everybody because it ain't just guns. It's all the soda pop and all the stuff when he was the mayor of New York. But I guess, you know, I guess the Trump hatred is so strong that there are people who vote for him. But you know, Bernie's not much better.
Somebody would certainly vote for him.
Way.
Thanks for the call, Joe. Somebody would certainly vote for him if the if he was the nominee, but I tend to agree with Joe that he's not going to become the nominee.
I doubt it.
And I think that, you know, this is my cynical view on the subject. Presidents are very likely to win re-election. In my lifetime, there have been two that have not. One of them was Jimmy Carter, who had a terrible economy going in, and the other one was George Bush, who had a very viable third-party candidate. And, look at it however you want, but those are the two that didn't make it. Now, could Trump be the third in my lifetime? He could be, but I don't know. And I tend to think that Sanders is, like, they wanted Clinton as their one to possibly win, and probably, you know, and she got a majority of the votes. So, I mean, in their calculations, she won, so they were correct. Sanders, on the other hand, put him in the off year, give him the run, and all the liberals can't say that we didn't let, we didn't let him run. And so, anyway, what about that article that says that it's a bad idea for minorities and women to have guns? Can you?
Yeah. So, okay. So the leader of a gun control group decried.
Get on the mic, please. Yep.
The leader of a gun control group decried efforts to sell firearms to minorities and women as incredibly dangerous on Mondays. Gun makers are softening their image to put a better face in front of people and ramp up its appeal to women, children, and members of minority groups. Igor Voltsky, executive director of the gun activist group Guns Down America, said in a tweet. Volsky, who also was a former vice president of the Center of American Progress, was commenting New York Times about firearms marketing. You know, so it's like basically, well, first of all, marketing to children is completely ludicrous because it's a federal law. You can't buy a long gun until you're 18.
What about a pistol? 21?
21.
Yeah.
They'll put one in your hand to go and kill brown people over in Afghanistan when you're 17.
That's true.
But, anyways, And what I think is kind of funny is, like, who are the people that need guns most?
Well, if you're in a bad neighborhood, then presumably poor people are the ones, and minorities can be often be parts of these groups.
Yeah.
I think women also clearly, by definition, physically have a disadvantage to men.
Yes.
You know.
Well, I'll retell my story. You know, my wife was a Chinese lady, 5'10", 5'11", no, 4'10", 4'11", 90 pounds. Guy breaks in, beats her almost to death. You know, had she had a gun, she might have been able to protect herself. But the race thing is kind of funny because we went to get our license before the lawsuit we sued. And the lady, the policewoman, actually said, "You can't have a gun. You're a Chinese." I caught it on tape. It played well in the trial. But, you know, so...
Is that because but she was an American citizen or had a green card or whatever?
She had a green card.
Which means she could have.
Yeah. And there's several cases. But there's a lot of actually bigotry here on this island between locals and Chinese. So
it used to be Japanese, but then they basically drove them off. And you know, the problem is with bigotries is that if you want tourists,
yeah,
you got to let up on the bigotry thing, and you know, it's a difficulty, right?
But
at the same time, when there are cultural meshings going on, there are going to be some hot spots.
Oh, but, well, you know, the whole racism thing is very interesting, because if you look at, like, other countries, you know, people, "Oh, America's the most racist country." No, you should see how, like, ethnic Chinese are really, like, treated as pariahs in places like Indonesia and Malaysia. You know, there's a lot of, like, between different people in Asia, there's a lot of that going on. So I just think it's kind of funny that most people don't realize that because they haven't been exposed to it.
Yeah.
And it's ugly.
Yeah, people are just parroting things that they've heard, and it's simply not true. The United States is not more racist than it was 40 years ago.
In fact,
and
we're
insulting to people that were working on race issues 40 years ago.
Actually, the United States is one of the most diverse nations you've ever seen, and I was scared.
Tell me about it here in a moment. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE on Free Talk Live.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Dave.
Whoops, sorry, Dave. I turned the wrong potentiometer up there.
It's okay. This is Dave.
Dave. Hey, we were just talking about this situation where I guess it's a news article where some gun control guy is saying that it is problematic that gun companies are marketing to black people and to women.
Yeah.
Or minorities, I guess, and women. And it's hard to, for the average American, I think, to square that circle, the idea that, hey, look, y'all are supposed to be super anti-racist, and then here you are saying we shouldn't be letting women and minorities have guns?
Yeah. Well, it goes on. It goes, that's right, Flosky commented. Gun makers are increasingly advertising to women, children, and minority communities. Firearms industry realizes that to survive into the future, it must broaden its reach beyond the aging white men who have been its core customers.
They certainly have been the core customers. There's no doubt about that. I want to go on with this, but
yeah.
First I got some word here from First Consultants. If you're 100% sure, are you 100% sure that you have are going to have a great retirement, or do you have some doubt? Tom Young, who's the author and founder of the CFO Project, can show you how to be debt-free in 9 years or less, including your mortgage, without spending a single dollar more. With the current state of the federal debt at $23 trillion and unfunded liabilities at $127 trillion, American household debt going up, you can't wait to take control of your money. Don't let your retirement savings be used to bail out the government. Instead of building a plan, Tom can show you how to create strategies now to save money without penalties, as little government involvement as possible. His new book, The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, will show you exactly how to build wealth and eliminate debt all at the same time. You can get a free copy now at CFO-Project.com. Invest in yourself and your family today. CFO-Project.com. You can get your free copy of The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project at CFO-Project.com.
All right, so they're trying to sell their guns to not just the evil white males, but so they're now
admit that the gun gun manufacturing the gun market is largely white guys. Now I don't understand why this is, but it seems to be that way.
I don't know. I mean, I consider myself, I'm part American Indian, and I just look at my ancestry and say, yeah, that worked out very well for them when they government said you don't need guns. So, I mean.
Well, obviously, as part American Indian, you certainly like your fire sticks.
Oh, yeah, but it just says selling to the other demographics is incredibly dangerous. The comment caused a backlash from one female and minority gun rights advocates who said his rhetoric,
but the media's never going to
be a racist history of gun control and so on.
Indeed, and that's what the history of gun control is. It's all about race. It's about white people being scared of minorities having weapons. And, I don't know why women don't want to carry a gun to protect themselves, but in a lot of cases they don't.
Well, I recall the 1968 Gun Control Act was in part a knee-jerk reaction to a bunch of Black Panthers showing up at the California State Capitol open carrying.
Legally open carrying.
Yep. And in fact, I will say this. One of the reasons I have become extremely pro-Second Amendment is because of things that men like Malcolm X had to say about the topic. Not that I'm a big fan of Malcolm X in other respects, but... He has
some great quotes.
He was right. And then, as one of my favorite pictures is Malcolm standing there with his 30-round magazine and his M1 carbine looking out the window because people were trying to get him and then thinking, hey.
And then they got him.
Yeah, but he was trying to defend his family. So, I totally think that the whole racist idea of gun control, I mean, that is definitely proven. In fact, one of my favorite gun rights groups was Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, which I joined after I left the NRA back in 94 when the assault weapon ban, when they caved. I said, well, I'm going to join these guys because, their bumper sticker was all those in favor of gun control, raise your right hand, there's Hitler. Yeah. So I was going, hey, these guys get it.
Yeah, the Jews for Preservation of Firearms and the Gun Owners of America are probably the two most principled organizations
out there.
Second
Amendment Foundation, too. Actually,
yeah, that's true.
Actually, Second Amendment Foundation absorbed JPFO.
Did they?
When I think Aaron Zellman, the guy who founded it, passed away. So so I'm a proud member of the Second Amendment Foundation.
Indeed. I want to switch gears here. We've been talking about guns and that kind of thing, but mm-hmm. one of the things that, is going to get brought up, it has been brought up a lot and is getting brought up more is just that when talking about, Bernie Sanders running and democratic socialism being all the buzzwords and these kind of things, there's been several articles written like this, but I think this is the best one yet, and this is from AEI.org. I can't remember what AEI stands for, American Enterprise Institute, I think, maybe, perhaps, Economics Institute, I don't know, I see their logo here. Anyway, it's the idea that somehow Sweden is this socialist paradise, and that, first question I have is, as a person who picked up and moved to New Hampshire for more freedom, to work on a project for more freedom, and then a person who moved from New Hampshire to Saipan for more actual freedom, the question I have is if you think a place in the world is better than the place you live, why don't you move there? Why in the world would you spend your lifetime trying to get free medical care put into the American system when, in fact, Canada is a short drive away? You could just go and live there if that's what you wanted to do.
Well, Canada has immigration laws.
Hey, but U.S. citizens have it very easy.
I know, but I'm just saying, unlike us evil Americans who have very lax immigration laws, these countries that are so great that the liberals want to worship, they have strict immigration laws sometimes, and it's not so easy.
Mostly you can go there and you probably can work it out to get a job and, those kind of things. But
yeah.
Admittedly, there are, every country has immigration issues that one has to deal with. But I just think it's odd that this is what people focus on. Anyway, so I'm going to read the article here. Sweden's Lessons for America, Sweden is not socialist. If Sanders and Ocasio really want to turn America into Sweden, what would that look like? For the United States, it would mean, for example, more free trade. So presumably their trade laws are more lax and it is easier to do business or to trade there. A more deregulated product market. So there's less regulation on the stuff that you're selling and packaging and all those sorts of things. No Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. So what is that, the college funding stuff?
No, that, I think that's mortgage.
The mortgage housing, sorry. Yes. The abolition of occupational licensing and minimum wage laws.
Mm.
Now, you know that when these democratic socialists are pounding their drum, they're pounding it for minimum wage laws. They want to fight for 15 and all that stuff. Apparently, according to EAI here anyway, there is no minimum wage in Sweden. I know Germany was that way relatively recently, and this just befuddles the leftists.
Well, what befuddles me about the left-wingers and the minimum wage thing is who in the wide world of sports ever said that McDonald's was a career? You know, I mean, I worked minimum wage at Hardee's and Great Scott Supermarket and a couple other places.
Burger King for me.
Yeah, but while I was sitting there bagging groceries and flipping burgers, I never said, you know, I'm going to retire from this joint.
Right.
You know, I mean,
it was supposed to be a job that you went to after school or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be a starter job, and you knew that they didn't plan on you being there for, they didn't plan on you being there next week, let alone they were getting their work out of you today.
So what gets me is you get people, they go and they get useless degrees. I'll be honest, my degree was not very useful. I got a teaching certificate and a history degree, but I'm not working in that field anymore. But
did get a job in teaching out of college.
Yeah, I did, and it was okay. I taught for 10 years, but you know, it's like this though. If you go and get yourself a degree in the history of interpretive dance and expect to make money, you're a fool.
Yeah, well, if America wasn't as racist as it was, my career in interpretive dance would finally catch on. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Just wait until I release my rap album. It's going to be fire. Free Talk Live.
Our history classes start teaching the Constitution around 1776 or even later. The foundation of our Constitution goes deeper than that. Without examining the context that gave America its principles and its founding documents, we cannot understand the foundation of our liberty and our constitutional republic. Liberty First University teaches online classes in a way that all ages find compelling and understandable, from middle school to law school. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.